Why don't we go ahead and get started? Couple of things, and then I think Michael has a couple of things he wants to add. We've been thinking about general subject of efficiency and workload, not necessarily on us, but on the board and our constituents. And there are a couple of things I would like you all to think about, and we will try to bring papers for either the July or September committee meetings. The trustees in their review of the committee said, and their review of the board and their strategic direction, said that we needed to spend more time on maintenance. And as a consequence of that, we've been doing a whole bunch of maintenance to the point that two-thirds of the IASB's technical plan of documents either in process or out for exposure is dominated by things this committee has sent to the board and said, you all need to amend this standard or that standard. Absolutely nothing the matter with that, except that I fear that for our constituents, it may be developing into the death of a thousand cuts, that it's going to become increasingly difficult for those of them who really try hard to follow IASB activities, to actually track, decide which things they want to comment on and things like that. So we're thinking internally, and as I say, we'll probably bring a paper to either the July or the September meeting of ways to handle that process better. That may involve grouping things, and so saying that we're not going to issue these as they come up, but we'll wait and maybe issue six exposure drafts all in the same shrink wrap. So we won't issue them as an omnibus the way annual improvements is. That's one possibility, but we're open to other possibilities as well. And in advance of that, in your quiet moments when you don't have anything better to do, you might turn your mind to that and think about it. The other area, and this is a topic that the Implementation Steering Committee, Michael tells me, has started to think about, is requests coming to this committee to look at issues in standards that haven't even gone through an annual reporting cycle yet. We have one of those on the agenda for today. For standards that are effective, but either they have a early adoption allowed and an extended adoption period, or they are mandatory, but they haven't been through a reporting cycle yet. And one of the questions I think that we ought to ask ourselves is, absent fatal flaws, there's a fatal flaw, absolutely, it should be dealt with, and this committee is probably a good place for that process to start. Some of the others, though, I think it's reasonable for us to ask ourselves whether we ought to wait and say, hey, let's see how this actually goes in practice before we deal with some of these issues. And I know the firms all have shops that pride themselves on what-ifing and trying to look carefully at standards and ask themselves, what's the implication of this? What's the implication of that? But as I say, I think the committee needs to think about that. Michael has a paper that he's drafted at the steering committee. We probably, once the steering committee has seen that paper and signed off, bring it to a meeting of this committee so we can talk about it. We sat down with Hans this morning. He's, I think, well satisfied with the way the committee is operating. He has some reservations about the way the board treats the committee, and too often that the board, he thinks, may kick things back to the committee when it isn't appropriate. I told him that the committee appreciates the opportunity to have regular situations in which it bounces ideas off of the board, and that we would certainly like to continue that. As I say, his concern was that perhaps the board is too eager to kick something back to the committee, but I don't have that perception myself, with the exception of the great ping-pong game over NCI puts. I don't think we've had a lot of that. But anyway, Michael, you had one thing you wanted to add in addition to the minutes?
That's right. A couple of things. One was Peggy Smith, member of this committee, last autumn took up a new position, new job, which she has found has been demanding to the extent that she's not been able to give the time that she would have liked to this committee. And so, with regret, she's handed in her notice that she's resigned from being a member of this committee. She may be able to join us for part of this month's meeting, but she wrote the trustees a little while back and handed and resigned from her position here. So obviously the farewells that we're doing at this meeting also include Peggy. The other thing just to mention is that apologies from Philippe. He would have liked to have been here, but he had other commitments that stopped him from being able to be here.
Okay. Anything else before we open the technical topics?
Sorry, I should just mention apologies also from Amaro, who was in the same position as Philippe, being unable to be here.